the Florida House of Representatives will be taking up their version of the budget. In Florida, we require a balanced budget, so we can't spend any more than we take in. It looks to be a tight budget year with what everybody's having to pay for with the hurricane damage. We're very interested in following the Cattle Enhancement Board. Last year, we received an appropriation of $750,000, which we put every bit of it into cattle and forage research, and we're hoping to continue that research with the same amount of funding this year. It looks like it will be in the budget to begin with, and we're just going to have to fight hard to keep it in.
And speaking of legislative efforts, FCA's Executive Vice President Jim Hanley told me he was very pleased with efforts by cattlemen from across the state during their recent legislative quarterly held in Tallahassee.
We had a real good legislative quarterly. Of course, we always go the second week of the legislative session and interacted with every office of the Senate and the House, and we had a great turnout. The weather was quite cold, but we were very pleased with the street party that we took part in with the Visit Florida and the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, and just had an opportunity to interact with our elected officials and try to weigh in on a wide number of issues of concern. And certainly we're interested in watching the budget process move along. There's some things in the Department of Ag that we would like to see funded. We want to see a lot more dollars put into the Rural and Family Lands Conservation Easement Program that's administered through the Department of Ag, and just a wide array of things. The University of Florida Institute of Food and Ag Sciences, what they do for our industry is real important, and we hope that they'll be adequately funded. But aside from the chilly weather, we felt like we had a real good week, and I want to let the producers know that we're certainly up there arguing on their behalf, if you will, to make the case on every issue we can to try to maintain a strong climate in which we can continue to ranch in the state of Florida.